Blog Talk Radio.
At Olive Garden, nobody loves Alfredo quite like we do. We make it from scratch using simple ingredients like garlic, butter, cream, and fresh Parmesan. So you can enjoy it poured, twirled, or dipped. From that irresistible first taste to the final creamy bite. With our one-of-a-kind Alfredo, the possibilities are endless. Olive Garden, we're all family here.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
morning. This is E. Davis, and we are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. This is Strictly Business with E. Davis. And, of course, I am your host, E. Davis. And tonight we are discussing the power, the importance, the essence of networking. In the book of Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, it says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him, who is alone? Two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. And I am a firm believer in the power of networking. I believe in making friendships and alliances with a variety of people. You cannot build your business. You cannot build your empire by yourself. You have to work together. The importance of networking. So tonight we're going to be discussing that. I'm going to give you some tips. And I'm going to give you some resources on how to build your network, the importance of building your network. Why is networking so important? That's the first thing. Because building connections with the right people at the right time could be the key to taking your career to the next level. Networking usually involves meeting new people who share a profession, industry, or interest. Networking involves exchanging ideas and information between these individuals. Professional networking often takes place in informal settings. For example, networking can happen at events, your office, or through industry associations. However, it can be done formally by connecting with specific individuals that you want to meet via email, social media like LinkedIn, or other methods. That said, if walking into a room full of strangers feels like your worst fear, you're not alone. Many people do their best to avoid networking altogether, but this attitude can be detrimental to your success. It is so important to just network, to meet new people, to get out new people. This is not a social club. This is not a bar or a dating situation. It's more of how can I build my business, my brand, so I need to get out and meet new people. So what we need to understand is what networking means. If you want to reap the benefits of networking, it is important to know what networking is and what it isn't. Networking often occurs in a business casual setting. This could be in an office or at happy hour. Networking can happen at an event, especially for if it's an event for networking, such as a networking party. Ultimately, the goal is for professionals to connect and help each other grow in their careers. Networking can occur with your coworkers, both on and off your team. Networking can happen with old friends or complete strangers. It's all about having the intention to support your own and other people's career. So, those listening, how many businesses or friends that you have who owns their own business, are you willing to participate and help with networking? It's very important. Also, listeners, understand your circle. If you have a small business or an idea to start a business, or you are in the process of beginning a business, and your circle, your friends, are not pushing you, encouraging you, helping you meet the right people, then they're not your friends. They're not. If they spend the majority of their time sending you meaningless posts, reels from Instagram, text messages, they call you, talk about nothing, they're not your friends. Now, I'm not saying every day is business. You know what I mean? You should take the time to benefit from your work. I'm saying if the people around you are not feeding you, and if you're not feeding them, they're not your friends. understanding why networking is important. Using your network is one of the best ways to find a new job or a new role at your current company. Why is it so important? It often comes down to the key words, referrals. Who's referring you to this person to build your business, to help understand the line of credit, to help understand stocks and bonds, to help you get, say, that building that you need to have your business in. You want to move it from your spare room in your house or from your garage, so they're referring you to someone that has property, your own properties. It's a matter of referrals. 31% of job seekers find listings through professional connections, especially referrals. Networking can open doors to new opportunities that might be out of reach otherwise. So I may not understand or know where to go. So by me networking, I can call my associates, my colleagues, and say, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. And they say, oh, you know who you need to talk to? You need to talk to so-and-so. I have their number. I have their email. Here's their Facebook handle. Here's their cash. Here's their Instagram handle. This is how you reach out to them. A strong professional relationship can inspire someone to hand deliver your resume to the hiring manager's desk. This can help you stand out from the crowd and even help you land your dream job one day. Many people assume that networking is only useful during a job search, but the purpose of networking goes far beyond finding a next job opportunity. Four reasons networking is important to your career development. There's no denying that meeting new people can feel uncomfortable. However, if you can face your fears, you'll be amazed by the connections you make within coworkers, old friends, and yes, even strangers. I simply say either you want the opportunity or you don't. As simple as that. Get over yourself and move forward. Peter walked on water because he took a leap of faith. So if that's something that you're willing to do, then you'll do it. Networking contributes to your social well-being. Networking can increase your social well-being and help you develop lifelong friends. You might be focused on a professional aspect of networking. However, many friendships have started in the workplace or at a professional function. A good friend of mine, I met her at work years and years and years ago. I met her in maybe 2005, 2006. We worked together. We worked at a call center for medical assistance insurance company. And when I was transitioning through my first marriage, through the separation divorce, I was a single parent. My daughter was only 5-6 years old. She helped me get back and forth to work. We built a friendship. So one thing led to another, and we would call each other. We would say, girl, how you doing today? We would gossip. We built strong friendships. That's now going over 15 years. We're still close friends to this day. And now that I remarried, I married a contractor. Because of that friendship, she's able to get some work and repairs done on her home through my current husband because of the power of networking, because of becoming friends, lifelong friendships. So it's not just about the career building. It's about the association. Networking, why is it also important? It's the social benefits. Building relationships can be the key to making huge strides in your career path. Even if you're not looking for a job right now, networking brings interesting and relevant opportunities your way, especially for us women. A personal or LinkedIn connection may reach out about a role that's perfect for you. They could also ask for your help to pursue a passion project. When people know what you're interested in, they can help you find opportunities that you may have otherwise missed. You might even find your next mentor or business partner through networking. My husband, as mentioned, is a contractor, and because of his network, he's about to team up with another contractor and start a new business. And again, power of networking. According to JobBite, 23% of people submit resumes through friends or former colleagues. This makes it clear why staying connected is so important. Building your network not only helps you find new opportunities, but it can help you secure a new role. The importance of referrals cannot be denied. Networking also leads to exchange of ideas. New ideas can help you grow professionally and try new things. Hear what other people are doing at their companies can also inspire you to bring new techniques or skills to your job. Whether you work for a small business or a large corporation, your fresh ideas can help you stand out and succeed in your current role. Discussing your work and new connections offer a unique perspective. It also enhances motivation and creative thinking. Having an industry mentor or connections outside your company is a valuable asset. If you're feeling stuck on a project, a brainstorming session with someone in your network can help you get the gears turning. For example, if you're a small business owner, sharing your struggle with fellow business owners can help you problem solve faster. This exchange for information is at the heart of networking. All right. Also, networking helps you meet people at various professional levels. Accessing higher ups can be difficult in some organizations. There is where networking can introduce you to experienced professionals. The opportunity to access their wisdom and career advice is key to your future growth. These connections present new opportunities for mentorship and career development. This is why networking is so important. It also empowers you to share your skills. Professional networking with coworkers who you admire can lead you to find a mentor. It takes a quick coffee or small talk at an industry or networking event. Knowing people for various professional levels can also expose you to a wider variety of job opportunities. Once you develop a relationship with someone, you may be able to leverage their connections to get a foot in the door for a new role. This is why networking is so important. Also, networking can make you more confident. Professional networking is an exercise in confidence, especially for people who are shy or who are introverted. That's the part of why so many people avoid it. However, once you find yourself discussing your shared interests with a new friend, you'll see that networking isn't so bad. Networking events are actually a great place to practice your confidence. Even if you're an introvert, put yourself out there and speak about what matters to you. Develop a new relationship helps you foster newfound confidence in your professional capabilities. It can also help you gain confidence when it comes to social networking. Learning to face your fears in order to further your career can make a meeting of new friends less intimidating. We come back, we'll have a few ways to network right after a track by international DJ legendary Brother O with a dedication to his parents, Lonnie and Deborah Ngozi.
One thing I don't ever want to forget in life, and that is the day that the Lord saved me. I'm reminded of the story that I once heard about the potter who saw a vessel that had been broken from the wind and the rain. And being a dedicated potter, he sought to put it back together again. And that's the way my life was one day. It was broken into many pieces. But one Tuesday morning, Jesus picked up the pieces and put them all back together again and made me a new creature. And that's the way the Lord brought me to the light. And I'd like to pass the story on to you tonight. If my rhyme runs back to that day, the story goes like this. The potter. Saw a vessel that had been broken from the wind and the rain. But he thought with so much compassion. Back together again. but I was that broken vessel. Oh, my Lord. That no one thought was any good. But I prayed that morning. I say, Lord, you are the potter, and I am the clay. Make me over again today, Lord God. This is what the Lord did one day. Jesus picked up the pieces, oh yes it is, of my broken heart, my broken heart. That day, this is what the Lord did for me, oh yeah, and he made for the choir to tell you about. One day, Jesus picked up the pieces. Jesus picked up the pieces. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, my broken heart. Oh, my broken heart.
That day. I never shall forget the day.
Product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. We are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And we are talking about the importance of network marketing and why it is so important. I can go on and on, me specifically, on how many friends I have in the business. I say that with air quotes. I have writing friends. I have publishing friends. I have friends that have a women's empowerment group, you know, that helps women tap into who they are as individuals. I have friends from churches. I have friends with money. My sister is a federal judge. She has connections with investors. She's also a chef. I have a great network of individuals, and also I'm married to a man that has his own contracting company, and his network is growing. It's so important to build your network. This is more than just collecting business cards when you go out at a social event. It's about really sitting down and talking about what your goals and interests are. Here's some ways to network. Start small. Sometimes it's showing up at a networking event can be accomplished. Challenging yourself to attend the event, grab a drink, even if you don't talk to anyone at first. Chances are someone will approach you and you'll find yourself networking in no time. I remember my sister-in-law invited me to a women's empowerment event, and I was extremely nervous because I didn't want to be there only because she's my sister-in-law. I want to be there on my own merit. I have two companies, Writer's Block Publishing LLC, where we publish independent authors for free, and myself as an author, E. Davis. So I wanted to be there by my own merit. I didn't acknowledge her as my sister-in-law. I just acknowledged her as a fellow colleague, a fellow entrepreneur. And when I sat down at the table, I sat down with people I didn't even know, never saw in my life. I listened to their conversations. They talked with one another. And they asked me my name and what do I do. And I began to open up. And they was impressed at the accolades that I had. And then when it was time to introduce myself to the whole group of women, I made a book sale because I mentioned who I am and what I do. Bring a friend when you network, a friend who understands you can build a bridge, you need to make the first new professional connection. Your friends can help you start the conversation, give you the confidence to venture out on your own next time. It's okay, again, your circle. If you have a good friend who believes in you and you want to go to this networking event, you want to go to this party, and you know that you could definitely communicate and meet with some people, say, hey, girl, you know, hey, guy, I really need to go. I need somebody to come with me. I'll pay for your ticket. If that person, if that friend is really your friend, they will go. Unless they have some other obligation and the invitation was last minute, they'll go because they want to see you win. That's a real friend. Focus on shared interests. Try to find a smaller networking event that allows you to focus on a specific interest you love talking about. You will likely find it easier to talk to new friends about something you're truly passionate about. Don't go to the event or party just discussing your business. Something on TV. Talk about the new TV series, Rap Shit, with Issa Rae. Talk about how much you loved Insecure and you're very happy that Issa Rae is continuing making moves in the television industry. Talk about the past 2 weeks, I would say me personally, I've been binging on Game of Thrones. I never saw it. Something told me to watch it. And last Saturday, I was getting my nails done. I mentioned it to my nail tech. And we started talking about it. Next thing you know, the girl across the way getting her pedicure, she started talking about it. And next thing you know, I'm networking. Talk about something that you're interested in. And then lead up to who you are, what you do. And it was so easy for me to talk about, say, for example, Games of Thrones, because I'm watching the character development between the characters between each season. And as a published author who had discussed character development, I can relate to the storyline. I can understand why the characters do what they do, how they transition, how they shift. Shared interests, okay? Okay, once you start, you'll quickly see why networking is so important. You might find it's also fun. You're laughing, you're joking, you're having a great time, okay? We have four basic networking, bases in the best practice. Networking is personal. Forming a new friendship involves dedicating time to making connections, finding ways that you feel comfortable getting to know someone will set you up for success. So this is personal. This is not just business. This is personal because you're going to invite them into your world, into your realm, and they're inviting you into the world, into the realm. And they're maybe speaking to you on things, maybe a secret. You have to go with confidence. You have to go with a steady mind. You can't go fragile. You really can't. You got to be strong because they may be telling you something, and you could be blown away like, wow, I see why you build your business. I see why you started your company. Okay? Some people thrive at a large event, while others prefer to meet through networking apps like Sharp, LinkedIn. For some, viral networking events can take some pressure off your first networking experience. Even the people quarantined in 2020, when the pandemic hit, 6.3 million attended virtual events on LinkedIn. So don't allow your circumstances. Say you may not have a car. You may not have any extra money to Uber or to Lyft. But you can always find something on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, YouTube, anything live where you can connect. Social media is just a great way to connect and to build your business. However, you just can't show up to a networking event and expect to magically build a strong professional network. So here are a few strategies to help you focus your networking efforts. One, consider what you have to offer. Effective networking is always a two-way street. Some people may avoid networking because they're not sure what they have to offer. So you got to think about, what do you have to offer? Do you have advice? Do you have merchandise? Are you a promoter? Are you like me, an author? Are you going to, say, a book signing, a book fair? Are you going to a place to meet and greet individuals? What do you have to offer? And don't be intimidated and think that because you don't have some type of computer technology or some type of major corporation, you have nothing to offer. Because people like the small things. And I don't mean small as to minimize what you have, but sometimes they don't want any type of grandness to get to know you. They want something simple. Like, listen, I just need something simple and easy. And that might be what they're looking for. Before you go to a networking event, consider what you can give to someone else that you're willing to offer. You may be eager to connect people with others in your network, but recognize ahead of time if you don't feel comfortable recommending someone you meet for a job. Sometimes when you meet someone in a networking party, maybe their demeanor is a little bit too arrogant or they don't have confidence, so you're just like, I'm okay. You may not personally need what they're offering, but you know someone who would. So you get the card information and you say, you know what, I have a friend that's looking forward or looking to do something. May I give them your card? May I give them your number? That's how you connect. Because again, if you are a true friend, somebody that truly believes in the power of communication and friendship, you look out for your friend. I could be going to a networking event and someone is talking about they need a roofer. They need somebody who does flooring. They're not trying to meet me. I'm an author and a publisher, but I know someone who does flooring and roofing, my husband. I say, tell you what, here's my husband's phone number. Here's his contact information. And when I get home, I tell my husband, say, hey, guess what? I met someone who needs roofing and flooring. I'll be contacting you next few days. All right? Let curiosity lead the way. Forget collecting a ton of business cards. Instead of aiming to meet as many people as possible, make a goal to have a few deep and engaging conversations with a handful of people. Focus on shared interests and let your curiosity be the guide. It's not about how many business cards you get, because if you think about how many business cards you get, you pretty much have a stack that you don't even use. And we'll continue with this concept and this tip right after the track by international DJ legendary Brother O.
Once again, baby dub, my block, deep trick.
Wow, that's one of my jams, Big Brother. I'm doing that. This is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, Davis. On air from Lagos, Nigeria. So call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ndozi Time Multimedia. So we were discussing how the power of networking can let curiosity lead the way. As mentioned prior, we don't worry about the business cards. Instead of aim at meeting as many people as possible, make a goal to have a few deep and engaging conversations. It's not about collecting the business cards or how many that you can hand out, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to go in a drawer, they're going to go in a box, and nobody's going to remember them, okay? Focus on shared interests and let curiosity be your guide. Getting people talking about what they care about and how to help you build a stronger connection, ask a lot of questions, and listen. Listen, like the young little boy said, listen, Linda, listen. Be open about your passion, goals, and interests, too. I'm going to share with you what my goal and interest. One of my goals is to have a charity in honor of my mother, because she died from breast cancer in 1998. And I love a charity focusing on those that are dealing with cancer, who had to take FMLA, whose money is not as great as it was, and they need something, whether it's repairs to their home, a ramp, a new roof, maybe some additions, or they need new clothes because chemo, the radiation, their appetite has suppressed them and they lost a ton of weight. They need wigs. Their children may need school clothes. That's one of my interests. So my goal is to network and to meet individuals that can help me build this, accomplish this. Also, I would love to have a building, just a building for my publishing company. Right now, I operate out of an office in my home. I turned my brother's old room into my home. I would love an office. I would love a building where I can just strictly focus on writing and working on that. We have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Eve. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hey, Mo. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm loving your show. I love your topic. And you know I'm an introvert, so this is this is really helpful for me.
My poor friend. That's all right. No, you know what, Dr. I know you are, because when I interviewed you last year and I was just hyping it up, you was just like, girl, you don't calm down.
Yep, that would be right. I was just like, okay, please can I crawl under my rock right now? I'm just not used to it, but I'm learning a lot from you and a lot from your show, and you're giving some great advice.
Mel, thank you so much for calling. I definitely appreciate you taking the time, counting and not robbery. I just want to say encourage you, because you have such a powerful story. And even what you shared with me when we did the interview, a powerful, powerful story that could even help young women in situations. And
right.
I'm not going to say change and shift it and let it go or be who you are, but understand your power and your story. You networking with individuals can help so many people.
I would definitely be networking.
If there's anything I can do to help, please don't hesitate to ask.
I won't. Okay. Thank you.
When's your next show?
My next show, Breaking the Silence, will be on September 9th, and we'll be talking about healing from gun violence.
See, there you go. You're already starting some stuff. See, that's why I'm
right.
I'm going to make sure I work in the evenings. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be able to tune in. I'm going to figure it out, but I'm going to make sure I'm going to tune in for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mo Garman, ladies and gentlemen, she has such a powerful story. And she is so sweet and such a quiet spirit. But when you hear her story, it just ignites a fire. It sets a blaze. And it's so motivating. So I'm not going to share it. That's her story to share. But don't sleep on Mo Garman. She's a powerful individual. With the Garson Networking also, don't forget to follow up afterwards when you meet somebody, especially if you made some type of connection. When you connect with LinkedIn or reach out by email, sharing something interesting you learn from them, just reach out and say, hey, you know, it was great talking with you the other day. I enjoyed meeting you. Maybe we can grab some coffee, some lunch, my treat. We go out for a drink. Just let me know, you know, what times are available for you. Or this is my window of opportunity. And again, that builds not only a friendship, but it could be a business companion. It could be an investor. It could definitely be someone who could back you as far as, again, as we mentioned, referrals. Say, I know someone who's great for you. I know someone who can help you. And again, that follow-up, just follow up. And it doesn't have to be a 4-hour-long conversation. It doesn't have to be something crazy, but just enough to let that individual know that you are interested in who they are and what they have to offer. What you also want to do is set bigger goals. If you're looking for a job, there's no need to ask someone if they're hiring. Just don't ask if they're hiring. Okay. Networking can feel sleazy if you're only out for your own benefit. You ever think of this, you know, the cheesy sales, car salesman? You already know that. You're not getting my commission. No, sir. Instead, create networking goals bigger than yourself to avoid becoming intimidated or demanding. Remember that connections can make today help you 2, 3, or 10 years from now. The connections that you make can go long. Remember, I mentioned a good friend of mine, we started working together, and we became great friends. We became basically best friends. We talked about, like I said, we talked about office gossip. She helped me when I was in need. I helped her in need. When I was out of a job, she helped me find work. And now that I'm remarried, she needs help with her home repairs. And because of her friendship, she's able to recommend my husband. I'm able to recommend my husband. And the work that he did for her, she's able to recommend him for work. Okay. And that was, we became friends in 2005, 2006. Now we're in 2022. Keep in mind that almost every new connection you make will have a value now or in the future. Don't look at what they can offer now, but look at what they can offer in the future. You want to look at it and say, okay, what is it that you can offer me? Is it advice? Is it tips? Are you somebody who can invest in me? I have a dear friend I met in 1998. And we're great friends, and she's a stock guru. And now I've been learning information on stocks. But she's the one who I could talk to. And then the fact that we're great friends on top of that. Your higher goal could be learning, contributing to your industry, or something completely. Either way, having a higher purpose could take the focus off you. Keep the higher goal top of mind to maintain your confidence and drive. Tip number 4, find common ground. Remember, everyone in a business networking event is a person. We're all human. We're all people. We don't want to be bombarded with who you are and what you do. We don't. And no more than you want to as well. But remember, everyone is a person. Everyone in the business meeting event is individual. They have they're probably feeling anxiety. They're probably feeling anxious. They're probably nervous. Maybe they had an argument with their children, their significant other, their family member. They come to this party to unwind, to relax. Don't just come at them with who you are and a pompous attitude. Treat everyone like their professional title can make a conversation awkward. Don't just say, oh, hey, I'm going to put Brother O. I'm going to use him for example. Hey, you know, producer and owner of WBNN, how are you today? He's not trying to hear that. He's not even trying to have that conversation. But if you walk up to him and say, hey, Oladele, how are you today? You know, how's your week been going? How's your family? How's your son? Then you engage in conversation. How's work? Treating him like, say, the king of the land is going to make him very awkward. But if you engage in conversation, you will get a normal response. It may seem like that person is miles away from you where you are. You might discover that you may have more in common than what you thought. So just relax. Just because someone is a producer, owner, CEO, owner of a podcast, radio show, does not make them higher more than you. He puts his pants on one leg at a time. They're just as equal. The fact that he has connections, maybe more connections than you, can help you, but it doesn't make him any better than you. No more than it make me any better, the fact that I own a publishing company where I publish 15 writers and 29 books. I'm the same individual. In fact, I had to go back to work just to make some ends meet. It makes me no different. Have general questions prepared to ask about the people's interests beyond the work life, connecting the hobbies, can help you create a deeper bond. What are your hobbies? What are your interests? What do you like to do in your spare time? I personally, in my spare time, if I'm not reading, I like to crochet. I like to write. Of course, you know, we all know that. I like to read. I like to binge watch a great series. And we'll continue with how you become good at networking after this track by international DJ Brother O.
We're living in a day and time where being politically correct is popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody is saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something else.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus. Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the
That's
sweetest
right.
name.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you really trying to say?
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
The power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it?
Shut up in my bones.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, said he won't leave me alone.
And it's all the time. Everybody,
something,
yeah.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name. The sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it?
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it?
honey. That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry Lee has got to bow.
So tell him to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Pray
right now.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Come on, let me hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about that
name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Everybody lift your hands and worship with us.
And
come on.
Man, Big Brother, you ain't playing tonight. I'll deal with you later. Took me to the throne. All right, we have a caller two in track. Caller two, thank you so much for calling. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Missy Davis, how are you doing this evening?
How are you tonight? What's your name?
Terry Strength is my name.
What's up, the king? The king. Oh, hell, the king.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, sir. I salute. Yes, sir. How are you tonight?
Listen, I'm enjoying your show, as usual. You got the knowledge. I'm just calling in to support your show. Enjoy listening to you, your energy, your drive about what you're talking about. It's just always interesting to me. So I just want to say I'm enjoying your show. Thanks for you doing you know?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Listen, I'm coming from the king, y'all. Listen, I've been knighted. Oh, yes. I am enjoying. Thank you so much, Big Brother. I do appreciate it.
You're a mess. He's a mess.
All right. So I know your show. This is International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. I call him the king of WBNN, Terry Strength. His show was this past Tuesday. I'm honored that I'm following you in the week of our show. So you are an amazing, amazing broadcaster, and I'm just humbled and so proud to be a part of your group.
Thank you. Those are some kind words. Those are some kind words. You are amazing also. We all know this. You are a former commissioner. You were a commissioner and a host, and now you're still a host and everything. So you're very versatile. And so, obviously, your show is great. It's been great. And I just want you to know that I enjoy you and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great night.
You too.
Oh, man, the king of WBNN had called. I'm just honored, and I'm so – his topics is so groundbreaking. I love him dearly. He is the big brother. He's an amazing person. And, again, this is all about networking. Caller 3, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings, Sister E.
Hey, the mother of WBNN. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm doing fine. I'm enjoying your show. I just wanted to call in, show my love and support for what all you do.
God bless you, Sister Bessie. She is the mother. I call her the mother. We all love her mama, and we definitely love you, Sister Bessie. I appreciate you taking the time and calling in, and you are an amazing person.
Oh, thank you, Sister. Thank you so much. And my show will be on the 16th. As you know, it's the front porch, and I'm the truther. I'm going to sit back and continue to listen to your show. I'm loving it. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie. She don't play. She is not to be played with, and I love her dearly. With regards to networking, just the beauty of just those that took the time to call in, how do you become good at networking? The fundamentals of business networking are simple. It does take practice. It does to be a good networking. It's just not about going to a party or social event. As your network grows, your techniques for supporting your network do it too. And again, why is it so important? The stronger your network is, the better you are likely to feel your career prospects. 76% of people say you need to know the right people to get ahead. The connections between you, your network, and your net worth shows. Okay. Also, with that, LinkedIn, if you guys have the app LinkedIn, research showed that 51% of people struggle to overcome their overwhelming networking. That is why you need the right skills to take your networking to the next level. And again, I have some tips on how to improve your networking habits. Choose who you want to develop a relationship with. Having a relationship is very important. It's just as important as marrying someone, dating someone. You don't want to be connected to the wrong individual, the wrong spirit. Networking is all about forming relationships. The most important relationships don't become close after one meeting. Choosing who to follow up with will help you grow and create warmer connections. Don't just choose people with the best titles. Remember, you share common interests with them and invite them out for coffee or do a video chat to build that connection. Also, offer opportunities to your network. When you see a job listing or an article that someone you're networking with will be interested in, share it. Be proactive about sharing information and opportunities with your network even before they ask. They may even start to reciprocate. All right, according to JobVite, 66% of satisfied employees are eager to refer people in their network to work at their company. If that's you, then sharing opportunities in your network can ensure you to get with your network you already know and like. Network everywhere, finding new places to meet people with intention, attending events and striking your conversations with confidence can help you build your network wherever you go. Whether you're at a coffee shop, in an elevator, or in a line at the grocery store, you can find a network opportunity. Aim to discover something new and to be open to connecting with people, with new people no matter where you are. You want to work on your body language. Body language plays a significant role in how we communicate and network. Shift your body language to be more inclusive, and welcoming can help you make a master network, master networker. All right? And then, for example, instead of crisscrossing your arms, keep your body open, your arms at your side. This unspoken signal helps build trust and shows people that you're open to a connection. How to become an expert networker may have seemed like a necessary evil in the past, but these tools, though, you can now create meaningful and impactful relationships everywhere you go. Practicing your skills can help you become more confident and help you meet new interesting people. However, defining your higher purpose and your goals for networking can be tricky. That's where your BetterUp coach comes in. BetterUp coach can be someone that is a mentor to you. What you want to do is you want to look for, again, these opportunities and these new ways of getting your business out there. And again, it's all about the power of networking. And I'm going to network for you just on who I am. You can follow my social media app on Instagram. I am _E. Davis. You can follow my writing Instagram at Writer's Block Publishing LLC. You can follow my website at writersblockpublishingllc.com. And you can follow my E. Davis website where I do writing tips. And if so, you need any assistance on that level. And also business tips as well. And that's the power of networking, because it is extremely, extremely important. You must get over yourself. We understand the power of being shy. We understand it's not a disease, but a disease because it can hinder any type of growth. It can hinder you from moving forward. It can also keep you from doing exactly what you want to do. And also the power of networking is extremely important because it helps you build even better connections. And we need to network because what is so important on networking is you build a connection, and you want to meet new people. You also help other individuals in their business and their field. As I mentioned before, with my husband, who's a contractor. Also, I have friends and family that do other businesses. I have a cousin that is a hairstylist. So not only is she my cousin, but she does my hair. So if I know someone who needs their hair done, I can network and help her get clientele as well. Also, I know people that do, again, if it's something simple as Uber or Lyfting. I say, listen, you get on Uber and Lyft, I'm not sure at the level of requesting a specific driver, but because this is what they do, it helps build that so-called business and keep it moving so that individual can stay employed, you know, self-employed. Also, when you're trying to sell your merchandise, the power of network. You say, hey, I'm going to be at this venue. I need your support. I need you to come down. I need not even find something, but just share a social media post. Share an ad or something. We have a track by legendary DJ. We have an international track by DJ Legendary Brother O.
Now, if you want to be right, come on, put your hand together. Let's have some church in here. Come on, put your hand together. I just want to be right. 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 When you see me sing my song, I just want to be right. When you see me walking alone, I just want to be right. Girl, let them say,
feel good up in here. Oh, be right. The devil don't have no new tricks, he just got new faces. When the devil trying to get you to do something wrong, just look at that devil and say, oh, be right.
Be right.
Of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. We are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Caller 4, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What's up, B? This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Coming to get his shout outs. You know what I'm saying? You're doing a wonderful job. And I just wanted to say this. You know what I mean? You're very influential, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully more younger women can follow these paths in which you lay down for them. You know what I mean? This is a nice path for younger women to tread upon, you know what I mean, to structure their lives, you know what I'm saying, where, again, these are formal things where you have activities, you know, you have hobbies, you have the proper exercises, the proper diets, the proper support systems. Also, ladies, don't never forget, you know what I mean, whatever men that's around in your family, whether it's, you know, if it ain't dad, it's uncle, if it's a big bro, little bro, you know what I'm saying, little cuz, big cuz, you know what I'm saying, whoever, you know what I mean? You have to have someone chaperone you through life in certain situations, you know what I mean? So, because there's predators out here, and these predators, not only do they're now physical predators, but they're mental predators as well. They'll distract you and divert you from your path mentally, not just physically. Mentally and emotionally. And of course they'll get in your pockets, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, these are good structures for for the younger women. And two thumbs up for me, you know what I mean? Salute the flag, you know what I mean? We out here building bricks up and standing sticks up, you know what I'm saying? Check your satellites.
Wow, Clever One, you said some powerful stuff that touches, like they said, they did with you mentally. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Thank you, A.
Caller 5. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Hello, how are you, E. Davis? This is Antonia Bass.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm just blessed to be able to catch your show. I do my best in trying to be supportive of most of you when I can, even if I cannot be in a position to comment because of where I'm at. But I will say you offer some wonderful business sense and business etiquette, and I will say that you may be the one who's responsible for somebody being able to get a job as well as keeping one, and I really say you should pat yourself on the back for that. You are more than welcome. I tell you, you are just like the epitome of what it takes for people to understand how this economy need people to carry along other people by giving them some good, solid suggestions on what it takes to be able to survive out here when they're pursuing a career. So I had to pat you in the back. You and Ava have such a soothing voice, even though I didn't get to tell her about it last night because I couldn't come on, I will say. And your delivery, you know, both of your deliveries, but I especially mean to speak on you since especially I'm calling into your show. I just want to let you know it's worthwhile listening to because you're not all over the place. You just deliver the information just fluently, and I really appreciate that. And I will enjoy more of your show. You're worthy of a nomination of your own in the future. So you take care of yourself and continue the good work.
Well, that's such beautiful words. Ladies and gentlemen, that's International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee Antonia Beck. Ms. Beck, thank you. Thank you so much for your encouraging words. Caller 6, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing, woman of God?
Hey, Big Brother Hootie, how are you?
I'm doing excellent, enjoying the show as usually. Really appreciate the work that you're putting in. I just want to add my little $9.99. As a business owner, some of the best forms of business you can do is taking time to get to know what appear to be virtual strangers. You know, one of the best things I learned throughout my travels is it's mandated. Now, this is universal law, not man and mankind's law. That if you help enough people, or assist is the better word, if you assist enough people to get what they need and want, then it's mandated for others to also do the same thing for you. And I appreciate the work that you are putting in, especially for our great company of WBNN. And as well as BNN, now I'm going to be honest with you, as far as broadcasting and podcasting and all the things in which we're doing, definitely got to give it up to the CEO of our company, because look how, through the vision of almost 10 years now, so many of us have came together business-wise and cross business. And, I mean, some of us even developed relationships outside of social media. And that, to me, that's one of the best forms of networking that we have had to come along during our time, especially those of us who've been in captivity. So I definitely give thanks to all in all. So thank you so much for doing everything that you're doing, okay? Now, I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My tribal name is Huni Bakatun. My pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. My next advancement will be the 22nd of this month, the 22nd of September. I'll be doing the third and final part of Mission Planet Earth, and this time I'll be speaking about the Fallen Ones.
Okay, looking forward to it. This is International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achiever Huni Bakatun. Thank you so much, Big Brother, for calling in, for taking the time to show your support. I definitely appreciate you. And now we have a final thought. My final thoughts, and I kind of hate this segment because I don't want to sound redundant. But nonetheless, the power of networking. It is so important to network, especially with your business, with who you are, for your career journey, your career path, even for your family's sake. It is so important. Being hermitized is not going to help you. Being shy, and it's okay to be shy and introvert, because if that's what your demeanor is, that's okay. That means you're quiet. You don't need to speak all the time. Some people talk just to hear themselves speak, and they don't say anything. But nonetheless, if you have a position in life, a ministry, it is so important to network, because, again, you never know who you're going to reach as far as your business or your ministry. About a few months ago, I met a gentleman, and he gave me a Bible verse, and I'm a born-again Christian. And I had been praying on ways to evangelize more. And he gave me a nice little card. It was a Bible verse. And I was so pleased with that Bible verse. I put it in my journal. And I remember his name. him and his wife. And again, I don't even know if I'll ever see that gentleman again, but it was just the impact that he made, because I've been praying on ways to evangelize more, and just him giving me that Bible verse, like a little index card, it helped me to break out of my shell with evangelism and witnessing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And whatever your business is, just, you can wear your logo on your t-shirt, your logo on your jeans, your logo on your hat. And someone's going to say, hey, what's that? You know, I Googled that. One day I had my logo on a hoodie coat that I wore, and somebody noticed that, and they went ahead and pulled up my website. And that's just a way of networking. That's a way of advertising. And he and I were able to strike up a conversation, and he gave me a pen with his company on it, and I gave him a pen with my company on it. And that's just the way you do it. You make pleasant conversation, and again, you talk about interest. You talk about things you have in common. It doesn't have to be work, 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 work. As mentioned, the past 2 weeks, I've been binging on Game of Thrones. I can share with someone, I've been binging on Game of Thrones, and we can share a laugh on this family and that family from the series. And before you know it, a friendship has been struck up. Communication has been struck up. And when they find out that I'm an author, I'm a publisher, they can say something like, oh, I've been trying to write a book. Or I know my sister's trying to write a book, or my brother's trying to write a book, or my neighbor. It's all about communication. Too shy or too withdrawn. And don't just go into an event just speaking of who you are, because that's a turnoff to people. Just make open conversation. Talk about your favorite sports team. Talk about the weather. Talk about your TV show. Talk about politics. And before you know it, there's a business merger being made. Now we have Ngozi time.
You ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
How about you, Whitney?
I think so.
Why don't we hold up for that?
Okay.
Take a stand.
Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful show tonight, E. Davis. I truly enjoyed all of that. I heard the importance of networking. And yes, it is very important to network. It means a lot. You never know who may need the services that we provide. So those of you that are out there and you are never networking with anybody, start networking, because as E. Davis said tonight, it is very important because people need you. They need your services. And I love what you talked about with the scripture that the guy shared with you. And there are people out there waiting for people to just say hello and to share a scripture or a smile or a word of encouragement. And you never know how that can make someone's day. It can change someone's life. It could also save a life. So thank you so much for this show tonight, E. Davis. And I invite you all to tune in Sunday night to News Forum, 9:30 p.m., where I am the host and anchor of News Forum. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi _time and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com for our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi. I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to E. Davis, and stay tuned for The Work Is Done by Reverend Pastor Kevin Perry tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m., Eastern Daylight Time, right here on WBNN. Or you can also listen to it at www.blogtalkradio.com. And I just want to also mention, before we go back to E. Davis, our wonderful, wonderful producer, Brother O, and his music tonight. It was just a blessing to hear the gospel music playing. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, now back to you, E. Davis.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chinchilla. I'm a firm believer in the power of the network. I remember when I started merging as an independent author and I wanted the J.D. Salinger vibe, where I just put the book out, it does its work, and I am reclusive, but I was reclusive for a reason. There was a lot of things I was going on emotionally, mentally. I wasn't ready to face society, and that was a hindrance to me. And in my line of work, such as independent author, I would not have been as successful as I was or have met the right people that I've met once. I don't want to say get over myself, because I don't want to dismiss those that are going through some type of emotional and mental turmoil. All I'm saying is, if there's something that you are called to do as far as a business, a ministry, you have to network. What if Big Brother O just did not want to network this wonderful company, WBNN? Where would all our hosts be today? Where would all our listeners be today? You just never know whose life you're impacting. And that's all I have to say. You guys have a great night. Thank you very much for listening.
One thing I don't ever want to forget in life, and that is the day that the Lord saved me. I'm reminded of a story that I once heard about the potter who saw a vessel that had been broken from the wind and the rain. And being a dedicated potter, he sought to put it back together again. And that's the way my life was one day. It was broken into many pieces. But one Tuesday morning, Jesus picked up the pieces and put them all back together again and made me a new creature. And that's the way the Lord brought me to the light. And I'd like to pass the story on to you tonight, as my rhyme runs back to that day. The story goes like this. The potter saw a vessel, that had been broken he thought with so much compassion. Oh, Lord, to put it back together again. But I was that broken vessel. Oh, my Lord. That no one thought was any good. But I prayed that morning. I said, Lord, you are the potter, and I am the clay. Make me over again today, Lord God. This is what the Lord did one day. I was a wretched sinner.